Yeah, I really don't have time to type out a big long response to this, so I'm just going to make a quick voice blog. You know, with regard to that article, you have to consider what is, you have to define what is low income, okay? For women, it's not so much, I find that it's not so much the actual income, it's the perceived income. You know, there was a guy named Kevin Samuels. He was kind of an influencer on YouTube, and he used to do these videos about marriage and image consulting and styling and stuff like that. And he used to interview a lot of women. Now, they were mostly black women. But there's a huge misconception with them with regard to income. They think that the average American man should be making $100,000 a year. Now, we're getting closer to that being a reality with inflation and cost of living increases. But, you know, this is like 5 years ago. You know, the average American man, depending on what source you consult, makes between $48,000 and $53,000 a year. That's the average. It's like the national average, or it could be the median. It's probably most likely it's the national median. The point is that more people lie in that income range than any other range. And the expectation of a lot of these women is that the man make 80, 100, 150. They think that's normal, 150,000, 100,000. And that's not. When you're making 100,000, probably in the top 12 or 15% of all men. You know, and then you go into 150. Now you've probably gone into the top 5% of all men, and you know a lot of these women are swayed by, you know, by media and internet and TikToks and all that shit. They're fucking idiots to begin with, and they have no even the ones that are college educated. And now we go back to white women. It's not so much for them. It's not so much income as it is the illusion of income and the prestige. For instance, in New York City, a young hot shit kid out of college could luck out and get a job, his first cubicle job, and could pay him maybe 70, 75 grand or something. He'd be doing pretty well for himself, 23 years old, making like 75 grand. He'd be doing really well from a national standpoint. However, in New York City, an elevator mechanic or an electrician makes between $95,000 and like $110,000 a year. However, the prestige that's attached to that is undesirable. It's a blue collar job, and women, they don't understand that blue collar people tend to make more money. They tend to probably live a little shorter life. They're in more danger, and you know their lifestyle is not as you know, their diets and stuff like that are like that of blue collar men. They drink a lot of beers. They eat a lot of junk food and shit. They might not last as long as a white-collar guy, but the point is they often make more money than the white-collar guy. So it's like these perceptions, you know, these women, they're always going to be single because they're fucking idiots and they let themselves be influenced by this Jewish media and this TikTok and this idea that they have. They have everything's, it's not just with regard to men and their income. It's just everything is a romanticized, nonsensical fantasy idea that's an ideal. It's not based in reality. So you know, the bottom line is whatever that article says, ultimately women will always be by themselves, and men who aren't absolute fucking top 3-4% of the world fucking chads of chiseled physique and $200,000 income and Bugattis and Lamborghinis and nightly fucking excursions out to nightclubs and restaurants, those are the guys that are going to be chased by, you know, 80% of the women. The other 20% are either going to be physically hideous, or they will be more reasonable and rational. But you know, a huge pool of women is chasing after these chads. So we know this already. I'm not really breaking any new ground here. But the idea that I am breaking kind of new ground with is the idea that perception of by women and perception of income and status is actually more important than the actual income and status. It's how can she show you off to her friends? You may make it 200 grand a year as a fucking sewage removal contractor or something, And a lot of women would turn that down because you just, you know, it's not glamorous and stuff like that. They'd be fools, but you'd be surprised. A lot of them would turn that down.